Welcome to the deep dive. This time, you sent us something really different, a transcript from a Dungeons & Dragons game.
Yeah, live play D&D. It's from the GM Wintermute YouTube channel, session SRO8E01.
Right. And we're digging into Waterdeep, Dungeon of the Mad Mage. Our mission, essentially, is to figure out what happened in this session.
What challenges the players faced, what choices they made.
And, you know, what came out of it all. Basically, getting the gist of the whole session boiled down just for you.
Exactly. We've got the play-by-play right here in the transcript. It's a great way to see how a party handles, well, the madness of Undermountain.
So it looks like they start off in a pretty standard dungeon scenario.
Oh yeah, classic setup. They're in a room doors east and north, unexplored.
And didn't they just pick up a goblin? Glom.
That's him. Glom. And he mentioned something about a Xanathar guild spot nearby.
Okay, so right away, choices. Which door? Maybe check out the guild thing. Classic D&D.
And they go for the north door first. It opens up, leads into this long hallway that kind of curves south. And there's an alcove off it, probably, like you said, connecting back to that east door they didn't take.
Right. Makes sense.
And eventually, this hall opens west into a bigger room. Plus, there's another hallway heading north from there. And they hear voices.
Voices, like immediate danger.
Could be. They hear goblin and common coming from that bigger room in the northern hallway. So yeah, definitely suggest company.
Smart move next, though. They don't just blunder in.
Nope. They send in a bat familiar to scout. Good thinking.
Yeah, for anyone listening who doesn't play, the familiar is like a little magical scout you can send ahead. Super useful.
Absolutely essential sometimes.
Yeah.
And this scouting, it pays off big time. It reveals two key spots.
Okay, what'd the bat see?
To the west, a barracks, lots of bugbears, some sleeping, some playing cards. So a significant force there.
Bugbears.
Hmm.
Okay, noted. And the other area?
That was the northern area. Looked more like a rough camp. Battered lanterns, crates, cots, and several thugs.
Thugs. And unlike the bugbears, these guys weren't just chilling, right?
Not at all. They spotted the bat. They were gearing up. Very aware.
Yeah.
And then this transformed drow shows up, changed into like a spider creature. Red eyes, fangs, the works.
Whoa, okay, that escalates things.
Till the thugs catch the intruders. So yeah, exploration phase.
That's over. Bat tried to get out.
Yeah, booked it. Someone took a shot with a heavy crossbow, but the bat managed to dodge. Close call.
So scouting mission accomplished, but now they know they've stirred up a hornet's nest.
Pretty much. So what do? They pull back. Smart, tactical retreat to set up an ambush. Quick thinking.
Okay, ambush time. How'd they set it up?
They used a web spell in the hallway.
Yeah.
You know, classic D&D crowd control. Sticky mess, hard to move through.
Good choice. Meanwhile, the spider creature is shouting orders. Adds to the chaos, I bet.
Definitely. And then, bam, combat starts rough. One of the thugs lands a critical hit. Heavy crossbow.
Ouch! Who got hit?
Savara, one of the player characters. A crit in D&D means extra damage. So that's a nasty opening blow. But they don't just fold, they fire back. Crossbows. And then the spellcasters step up.
What spells came out first?
Galador throws down a sleet storm,
mm-hmm.
which is just brilliant battlefield control.
How does sleet storm work again?
It creates this area of like freezing rain and sleet,
mm-hmm.
makes the ground icy, so difficult terrain, heavily obscures vision. Plus, things inside might fall prone, lose concentration on their own spells. It's nasty.
Wow, yeah. Dropping that on hallway sounds incredibly effective.
What else? We see a sacred flame go off that's some radiant damage, and someone summons a spiritual weapon.
So a magical hammer or sword floating around hitting people?
Exactly. It's a really strong magical response right out of the gate. They're not holding back.
Now that spider creature, it didn't just stand there, did it?
No way. It used its spider abilities, crawling on the ceiling, trying to get a better angle, and it cast darkness.
Ah, darkness. Magical blindfolds. Well, wait, didn't you say there was a sleet storm?
Exactly. And here's the cool interaction. Because the spider was in the sleet storm, the spell's effects, the wind, the ice, forced a concentration check. And it failed.
So the sleet storm canceled out the darkness.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
It broke the spider's concentration. Shows how controlling the environment can directly counter enemy tactics. Really smart play,
yeah.
Or maybe lucky, but effective either way.
That is cool. The spell interactions are always fascinating. What other magic was flying around?
Oh, plenty. Someone casts Wall of Fire, huge barrier of flame.
Did the ice from the sleet storm put out the Wall of Fire?
Good question. The DM actually made a ruling on that said, nope, magical fire beats mundane ice, basically. So the wall stayed up.
Okay. That's a major obstacle.
Definitely. Then we saw Frostbite, a cantrip that does some cold damage and gives disadvantage on attacks. Someone else conjured a flaming sphere.
Like a big rolling ball of fire.
You got it. You can move it around and ram it into enemies. And just to make things really difficult for the bad guys, another web spill went down.
So between the sleet storm, the wall of fire, and the webs, the enemies must have had a terrible time.
Well, absolutely. They were trying to push through the sleet, slipping on the ice, falling prone. They were shooting crossbows, swinging morning stars and maces when they could get close.
Any other enemy tactics?
One threw a javelin. The spider, as we said, was using the walls. Some enemies were trying to back away from the wall of fire, understandably.
Did anyone get caught in the fire?
Yeah, one poor bugbear actually got pushed into it. Rough way to go.
It sounds like total chaos, but controlled chaos from the player side.
Exactly. Dynamic, lots of moving parts, tactical decisions happening constantly. The transcript really captures that back and forth energy.
So how did this epic, magical brawl wrap up? Who came out on top?
The players, definitely.
Yeah.
They managed to take down several enemies. Importantly, they got the spider creature and the thug who landed that first nasty crit.
Was it a clean victory? Any player casualties?
Yeah.
No deaths. But Avara took a beating. Got hit with two critical hits from a mace later in the fight. The transcript mentions it could have been really bad under different crit rules, so definitely not unscathed.
But their tactics worked overall.
Absolutely. The spell usage was key. Controlling the space, disrupting the enemies. They really leveraged their magic well. You could even see them discussing spell effectiveness afterwards. It was clearly a tough, long fight.
Makes the victory sweeter, I suppose. So battle's over, room's quiet. What happens next? The best part.
Huh, you mean the loot. Yeah, the classic post-combat search.
What'd they find? Treasure? Secrets?
Well, first, an absolutely massive amount of rations, like 600 days worth for one person.
Seriously, that's a lot of food.
Practical, maybe, but heavy.
Very heavy, but valuable deep in a dungeon. More excitingly, they found a silver key on a black cord around the spider creature's neck.
Uh-huh, a key, always promising. Anything else on the bodies?
About 14 gold pieces off the thugs. Pocket change, really.
So the key is the main thing. Where did it lead? There was another room nearby filled with rotting barrels, old ale and water, apparently.
Yeah.
And in that room, a silver-bound wooden chest.
Which the key opened.
And bingo. And inside.
Oh.
100 gold pieces.
Nice. Decent haul for a tough fight. So, victory, loot, happy ending.
Well, mostly. There's a bit of a twist. A classic D&D what if.
Oh, what did they miss?
Turns out they could have avoided the fight entirely. The DM let them know afterwards.
No way. How?
There was another area they hadn't fully explored before the fight broke out. In that area was a slip of paper.
Let me guess. A password.
Exactly, a passphrase. If they'd found that first and maybe approached from a different direction, they could have encountered some other thugs, used the phrase.
And just walked past or maybe even gotten information.
Potentially. Maybe even picked up a quest. But those thugs had fled by the time the fight was over, so missed opportunity.
Wow, that's painful. A good lesson, though. Always check everywhere.
It really is. Thorough exploration can pay off in unexpected ways, sometimes more than just winning a fight.
So after all that excitement and the slightly bittersweet revelation, what were the immediate next steps for the party?
Well, they got experience points for the encounter, which is always good. Helps them level up down the line.
And patching up wounds, I assume. Avara took some hits.
Yep. One player used a spell slot for healing, which brings up spell management, you know. The transcript mentions spell economy. Briefly, they were thinking about not burning through all their magic too fast, always crucial in a long dungeon crawl.
Resource management is key. Did they get any hints about what's deeper in the dungeon?
Just a little breadcrumb from the DM. A rumor about.
Look at this.
A sprinkler system.
A sprinkler system in a fantasy dungeon.
On level 3, apparently. Sounds weird, right? But it immediately makes you wonder what that's about. A trap. Some weird magical device. Definitely plants a seed for future sessions.
Under mountains, weird, that tracks. Any other little bits before the session ended?
Just a quick chat among the players about maybe adding another person to the group. Could change things up for them.
Interesting. Okay, let's wrap up this deep dive into GM Wintermute's SOR8E01. What are the big takeaways for you listening in?
I think it was a really great example of tactical D&D combat. Seeing how they use spells like Sleet Storm and Wall of Fire, not just for damage, but really to control the battlefield. That was key.
That interaction where the Sleet Storm broke the darkness spell was a definite highlight. Super clever.
Totally. And it shows how important positioning and environmental effects are. Plus, you know, they got some decent treasure for their trouble.
even with that missed opportunity hanging over them, it kind of highlights the different ways you can succeed or maybe fail in D&D, doesn't it? Fighting isn't always the only or even the best answer.
Exactly. So for you listening, think about it. How would you have handled that ambush? Would you have used different spells, charged in, tried to talk first?
Yeah, what surprised you most about their tactics or the enemies?
And it leaves us with that final thought, doesn't it? What else is waiting down there in Undermountain? What other weirdness? What dangers?
And what's the deal with that sprinkler system? Is it mundane? Magical? A trap waiting to spring? You'll have to delve deeper into D&D or watch more sessions to find out.
Absolutely. If this got you curious, definitely check out some games or maybe even try playing yourself.
For sure. Join us next time on The Deep Dive. We'll have a new listener, new sources, and a whole new topic to explore. Until then.